time now for Intelligent Investing, presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill.
Please have back with us the president of Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill, Justin Anderson. And Justin, I think everybody's about scared to death about what is going to be happening or not happening as regards Social Security.
We know many people have debated when to claim Social Security for as long as we've had the choice. Today, you can start benefits anywhere from age 62 to 70. Claiming before your full retirement age of 67 results in a permanently reduced check, while waiting past 67 increases it. That trade-off leads to plenty of anxiety and endless spreadsheets trying to find the magic number to maximize total lifetime dollars. Of course, the biggest missing piece to that puzzle is how long we actually live, and thankfully none of us know that date. Lately, though, the upcoming Social Security shortfall estimated for 2032 has supercharged that anxiety, pushing more people to lock in benefits early at 62 out of fear that the system will either run dry or face broad-based across-the-board payment cuts. Even with those worries, financial analysts strongly recommend delaying benefits if you can afford it, because waiting maximizes your guaranteed monthly payout and protects against outliving your savings. Holding off remains the mathematically sound strategy. While the right choice depends on your personal situation, scholarly research consistently shows that waiting longer pays off. A recent study highlighted by USA Today found that the typical retiree who claims before age 70 leaves about $182,000 in potential lifetime income on the table.
The easy thing, Justin, just sit down and do the math. You'll see very clearly what the best road is to follow.
Absolutely, man.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, sir.
Intelligent Investing is presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill. To hear a replay of shows, go online to AndersonGriggs.com.